Okay, now my favorite part is to let us just get out of our minds for a while and take a breath, bringing you back into your body. And this time we're going to go a little more deeply because we have a longer time in channel with Kryon and Lee. So big breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. And just close your eyes for a minute, put your feet flat on the floor, and let yourself just relax, just be. There's nothing else to do. And another breath in. And come into that beautiful place between your brain hemispheres, where you're not thinking and your feeling is just sort of suspended. And you can see through that beautiful spot of light in your forehead that is your third eye. Feel yourself on the chair, feet on the floor, body in the room. Breathing into your body. Soft and open. Just allowing yourself to settle, to be receptive to what is next. To the love in the room. To the light that surrounds us. To the reason that we share for being part of this family of light that has been reconnected here today. And let the top of your head just gently float up towards the ceiling, softening your neck and shoulders. Feeling your vertebra of your spine just nicely stacked one on top of the other. Your hips relaxed in the chair. Your toes nice and soft on the floor. And your being open and receptive to this moment, these moments we share with all those who honor the human.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. And my partner steps aside. This is called channeling. And it's mysterious to many. It's beautiful to us. It is a method whereby the multidimensional source of creation, which many of you call sacredness and God, has a chance to communicate with that which you have called humanism. And in the process, we call it soul communication. And it's different, dear ones, than human communication. And so we would like to start a series of channelings that would include the explanation of what we have called soul communication. Let us begin with some basics. No. Let us not. Let us begin with some basics. We know who you are in this room. Dear ones, I want to teach. But not without first acknowledging the family. I want to teach you about you. Everything I'm going to do in this chair that my partner has allowed me to do. As he steps aside, he doesn't know what's coming. He's practiced this. He's practiced not knowing what's coming. He's practiced allowance without filters. I'm going to explain that eventually. And so I am open in this portal, which you call channeling, to allow for a third language to come flowing in that you can feel in an interdimensional way that is not with words and not linear. And some of you will. This particular channel is being published, and some of you are listening and reading. And this is open to you as well, for I know of the potential of your listening and reading. Odd as it may sound to you, this is part of the interdimensional potentials that God has as the central source. The potentials of your awakening itself, that you would pick it up and look at it. It's there. We see it as reality even before it happens. We got to start with the basics. Human consciousness is complex. There will come a day when scientists may consider human consciousness as a branch of physics, because it does not follow the patterns of linear physics. Even the patterns of quantum physics, because it is what they would call biased in directions of personality, events, Akash. It's complicated. So the rules would be very, very basic, but they're outside of that, which is three-dimensional physics as it is known today. And so to describe communications in this fashion goes beyond the limits of any understood science. It challenges you to think differently, act differently. Soul communication. And there are two ways. Communications from things to you that are multidimensional, and from you to them, which is multidimensional. There is the difference between linear and non-linear communications. I am going to explain it the best I can with explanations perhaps I've not given before. I want you to consider for a moment you have an old typewriter. And you are typing along, and as you type along, you will see the letters on the page, one after another, appear. Pretty soon you have words and then sentences and then thought groups. This is linear communication. Now what you are beholding at the moment, whether you're reading or hearing, is the same. One word after another in a structure for the language of my partner. It is linear. It is in a row, in a line, like the typewritten words on the page. That is linear communication. That is human communication. Non-linear communication would be as follows. Now pay attention, for this is going to be what my partner calls a stretch. Pretend that the typewriter is stuck. And you can type all day long, but you're only going to have one image. Every letter is going to show itself over the other. You type away, it does not advance at all. It simply types over itself, one letter. Now, what would you see on the page, dear one, at the end of a long letter to a friend? A smudge. All the letters piled up, inking over one another. You'd have no idea. You would look at it and you'd be sorry that the typewriter failed and you hadn't noticed. Now consider for a moment somebody comes along and they have non-linear communication skills. They would look at the smudge and see the letter. And that's as clear as I can make it. They're conceptual. They would see the thought that went into it. They would see the linearity outside of its linearity. The letters are there, dear ones, but they're not there in linear form. They're all together as a group. Therefore, a non-linear communicator will see the smudge and see the entire letter. Now, there's an attribute of this, and it's difficult to describe to you. And it's out of the logic that you would have, and yet it is. And so let me try to explain it. My partner goes slowly, so this will be understood. When the conceptual person looks at the smudge, they're looking at something that exists already. A letter has been typed. So they're not making something up. They are simply reading something in a non-linear way. The letter has been written, oddly, all in one smudge, but it has been written. There is an attribute of a non-linear mind, which you call autism, that you should study. There are many autistic human beings who can tell you the day of the week of a future date in any year, in any month. If you would ask that person, what is the day of the week in May of 2035? And they would come up with it, maybe a Tuesday or a Wednesday. And it would be there, and they would do it instantly. You would gasp at their computational efforts. And here is the answer. Computation has nothing to do with it. It's not a formula. It's not math. It exists. And so it is known. You can go to any computer that is calendar friendly and find that information because it already exists. It's a concept that has already been developed and known. The nonlinear mind, therefore, is able to go to it and interpret it instantly because they see the concept. They're not calculating anything. Now you know the difference between linear and nonlinear. There's a lot of communication that wants to come to you from all manner of sources, so I'm going to start the list. Channeling is what you're hearing right now. My partner has practiced it for 23 years. When he started, it was ugly. For we're not speaking to him in a linear fashion. You see, he is a master interpreter of nonlinear concepts coming through his pineal. Now, I am speaking to him in his real time, and he is interpreting. So it sounds like a flow of linear words, but it's a thought group that I keep giving him over and over. You see, we have practiced together. We both had to adjust. When we started, I gave him the concept, like the letter in one smudge, like that. And then he had to remember what it said and give you the channeling, and he wasn't very good at it. And then we realized that if we kept giving him the smudge over and over, that he could interpret it in a linear fashion. And so we repeat the concepts. By the way, I just gave you the secret to graduate intuitive thought. Ask for spirit to repeat the intuitive thought. Now, my partner didn't even teach that today, and I had to come along with the obvious. Repeat it. That should be your request to spirit when you don't understand what it is. Repeat it. And have that intuitive thought then repeat it so that you can grasp it and see it, for it is beauty and it's clarity. And we want to meet you in between the linear and non-linear veil. Do you realize this is why spirit has talked to humanity in quatrains and in metaphors forever? That's all we have. And the interpretation of these things then become puzzles. People reading scripture, why can't you talk normally, spirit? Because we are not linear. The channeling is not linear, but it sounds like it is because we continue to repeat the smudge. And even this channeling, all of it, as long as it is on the clock for you to see, as long as it takes, is all being given at the same time to my partner over and over so he can see it. And so we begin. What is this channeling? It is the pineal opening up and giving my partner these communications and allowing him to interpret him through his experience, interpreting them and giving them to you. It is a form of communication that is open to all humanity, and you don't have to call it channeling. You can call it whatever you want to, and every single human being is open to learning it. Not necessarily for others. How about just for yourself? Some call it automatic writing. This is a communication portal that opens through the pineal for you, and it is not from the brain. And we've said this before. This is soul communication. This is multidimensional communication. It has nothing to do with synapse. Nothing. It is not a brain function. That's why it's hard. Now, there's many kinds of communications from many things. Let us speak of the difficulty yet again. Anything I'm going to mention from now on in this section of others communicating to you must be interpreted. What else is there? There are many things. So I'm giving my partner a list, and he can choose what he wants to talk about in the time that he has. Personal. Let's talk about personal. How can you hear what spirit or any other multidimensional source has for you when it doesn't come in a linear fashion? And my partner gave it today, and the answer is through practice of recognizing intuitive thought. And not, number one, not trying to interpret it with your intellect. Do not let the synapse of your brain get in the way of God. Do I have to say that again? You will learn to put it aside. What is it that my partner had to learn as the engineer in order to channel? To get out of the way. To stop analyzing. If it's him, is he making it up? Is it from his brain? Or is it bigger than that? So for you personally, dear one, this is what you have to do. Now, there's many sources other than that which you call God that wish to speak to you in this fashion. We'll get there. But if it's a non-linear source, it's going to come through intuitive thought, not synapse. Where do we go next with this? Let's talk about animals. You love them, don't you? And what do you know about animals? The ones you have and are in love with, that you call pets, have personalities, and they can talk to you. And what does that sound like, dear one? What does their voice sound like? And you go, well, crying, you already know they don't have a voice. Oh, really? Then how do they talk to you? Now it gets good, doesn't it? Through concepts. Their conceptual thought groups are available to pick up, guess where? Through your pineal. Which is the interpreter of multidimensional things in your body, not your brain, and will give you the same thought groups they have. And some of you are good at it. There's ones who are listening to this right now called animal whisperers. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Why do they call it whispering? I'll give you my interpretation. Because it's not linear. Because it whispers to your mind through the pineal and comes in the thought group very softly, all at once, like a smudge. You know what the dog is thinking. You know what the cat is thinking. You know what the horse is thinking. The requests they have, perhaps the distress they have, perhaps the celebration or the love. Now, this is easy for you. Easy. Because you all have felt this. You know what I'm speaking about. This is not different than the same muscle that you're going to use in meditation to listen to God. It's the same apparatus of your system. So is it true that communicating with animals is soul communication? Yes! Theirs to yours. And if you're good at that, why not go then and not doubt yourself? And be good at that which is within your own higher self. Now, I just gave away who you're communicating with. Your higher self is that self which vibrates higher than you are. It's part of your soul group, the core. And this is what gives you information from the other side of the veil, which you call angelic, sacred God. It's the same as in animals. Did you know, here's another one, in the list that I'm giving my partner, did you know that actions are communication? When my partner speaks about the grid, and when you sense that which is crystalline grid, the battlefield, what has happened there, it's concepts. And it's coming through the pineal. And it's thought groups, not linear communication. Some of you are good at that. You are proud that you can feel energy where you go. You can feel the energy of a group. You can feel the energy of the land, which is the crystalline grid. You can feel the energy of a situation. And you're good at it. What are you feeling? This is soul communication at its best. It does not come from the brain. It is not intellectual. This is physics. You are picking it up through the pineal, interpreting it, and you get the information. Something has happened on the ground where you are. It may take you to your knees. That's communication. Beautiful. But you had to interpret it. Why is it that the communication which is so personal to you is the hardest to interpret? You with you. This is what the teaching is today, trying to open that up. There are many other kinds of communication. What about those other things and what I'll call universal communication? When you walk into the forest and the trees talk to you, what's their voice sound like? Am I getting through to you? You are able to hear these things in your own way. They are not synaptical. It's another kind of physics. It's soul communication, and they're talking right to that part of your consciousness, your Merkaba, your quantum field that makes sense to you because it's conceptual. Are the trees in trouble? Are they crying? Are they celebrating? And there are those of you who are hearing my voice and in this room who know the answers to all of those. Cryon, is it true that in the forest there are what you would call divas? Here's my answer. Are you kidding? Of course. Of course. What are they? They are multidimensional aspects of Gaia. I love it. When human beings cannot get that, they want to dress them up and put outfits on them, make them little, call them different things. Give them voices, put them in movies. They're beautiful, and you know they are. And they're everywhere. Go into the forest. They'll talk to you. Sit down in the grass and let them land on you. Now, that's linear. I want you to picture that, and they will. They're not landing anywhere. They just are. They're part of the soup that is Gaia, that is Mother Nature, the personality of the love of the planet for humanity as it walks into it. It's a celebration of your life. You're not going to get bad things from a diva. You're not going to get bad information from hugging a tree. You know that, don't you? What does that tell you about how Gaia feels about you? That's just a few of the things. when it comes to the subject of communications to you. Let's talk about the other one, and then we'll close it off. And we'll continue tomorrow. Now, my partner, it's important that you record all of these things and present them so that those who are not here tomorrow can hear the rest of the story. That is your challenge. What about you communicating the other direction? Now, you have got linear communication. That's all you've got. You do not have necessarily the tools for multidimensional communication. Now, you can develop them, and many of you have, but in general, you've got linear communication. So what about you with spirit? Let me tell you the truth. Dear ones, we don't have any trouble understanding you because we are the master interpreters. We know exactly what you're saying. And it doesn't matter whether you're thinking it or whether you're saying it or you're just thinking about thinking it or saying it. We know because we're with you all the time. The higher self, which vibrates above the corporeal self, knows the psyche of your mind. And when you sit to meditate, we know what you're going to do before you do it because the potentials are there. You're already thinking about it before you do it. I'll give you some rules. Stop giving us laundry lists of what you want. We know what you want. Sit and say to us, "Dear Spirit, tell me what it is you want me to know." Because we're already on board with everything in your life. Do I have to say that again? We're already on board with everything in your life. Come to us and let us talk to you. Just let us talk. And try to interpret the thought groups that come first without analyzing. Get used to this. But as far as you talking to us, it doesn't matter how you do it. Now, there will be those that say, "Well, there has to be wrong ways to do it." No, there aren't. No, there aren't. Well, Cryon, what do you think about religious groups who have to face a certain direction or have a prayer rug or wear something special? And what I say to you is, let them do that. It honors God in their culture. It honors God. Is there anything better than that to prepare them to talk to us? The same love goes into their communications as yours. Cultural differences between you do not compute to the other side of the veil, for we see a human as the human, the corporeal piece of God that you are. Doesn't matter what you're wearing or what you're sitting on. Is that clear? There is no wrong way to speak to the creative source. Well, maybe crying there isn't, but I've had a few times when I was yelling at God. And we heard you. But we did not hear the yell. That's linear. This is hard to explain. What we heard is loving frustration. Loving frustration. We heard the yell. We didn't see the anger. You weren't angry. You were frustrated. And that's the time when we want to surround you the most. The more you yell at God, the more there are angels around you wanting to hold your hand and take you if you'd let us. Next time you decide to yell at God, would you also open your heart and let us hold you for a while? Is that okay? In the moment of greatest frustration that you have, where you have no answers at all and you can't figure it out, can you just be held? Is that all right? Because we're here for that. Old soul, you got to get used to this communication. This is so available. Actions are a language. How you behave talks to the crystalline grid, talks to the Gaia grid. What you think talks to the magnetic grid, which we have called the seat of human consciousness. Without you saying a thing, that's another way of communicating to everything around you. What you say out of your mouth in linear fashion, the cells of your body hear. How many self-help gurus have had to tell you that you're going to bring to you what you say? Why is it that hypochondriacs bring to themselves the very diseases that they fear the most and talk about. Because the body hears them and gives them what they ask for. The body is listening. The grids are listening. Even the human beings around you are listening. Do you spin in drama? Here we are again. Is this attractive to other human beings? Have you ever thought about that? What do you want to show somebody about your belief system? That you're out of balance and that they ought to do what you do? Think about it. How are you presenting mastery to humanity, old soul? What have you learned through all of the ages that you brought to the party today? And is it spinning? Or is it love? Well, crying, that's easier said than done. How do you stop spinning? I just told you. If you'll open your heart and allow these things to communicate, it's going to start a peaceful countenance with you. This is called awakening to spirit. Getting out of the old habits and the old fears and starting to claim the part of the old soul which is you, available to you and to humanity for those around you. So much to be told about how you communicate with others. Multidimensional communication. Those of you who are good at speaking to the animals, not listening, but speaking to them, have developed thought group communication. You're already on board. For the best kind of soul communication there is, you're starting to think out of the box. You're looking into the animal's eyes and you're giving them pictures, aren't you? And they're getting it, aren't they? It ought to tell you, this can work. Humans can develop multidimensional attributes and characteristics that are entirely consciousness-driven, sent through the pineal, to anywhere you want. There are helpers around you, we've told you. Do I have to list them? Entities, groups, all around you that are not from here. Not just the Pleiadians, Arcturians, Orions, Hathors, from Sirius, endless. And you know what they have in common? Non-linear thought. And you can communicate with them the same way you do with animals. Dear human being, soul communication, we're going to open the door before we close to this and tell you this is something we want you to consider and to study, to know about, to realize. Don't let it be mysterious. I've just given you the attributes of to and from, or from and to. In the next section, I'll continue with another subject. What is it that blocks it? What are filters? What can you do to enhance it? Soul communication is part of what the old soul must get into and learn. And the answer of what it's going to create is balance on the planet and peace on earth. It begins here. It begins with understanding, demystifying. There is structure in these things. There is a benevolent system in these things. There is common sense in these things. We invite you to find it. For it will create spiritual evolution on this planet, led by the very ones who are reading and listening to this voice. Family, that's the lesson for today. It's beautiful, isn't it? All we want to do is communicate. And it's time to get on with it. Explaining how it works the suggestions of how to make it better, even the very thing you hear now, which is channeling, demystifying what some have called spooky, unnatural, weird, just because it isn't linear. We'll stand by for lots of things that aren't linear. And the one that is the greatest of all is love. I can't explain it, can you? Emulate it. And so it is.